Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'd like to do my impression of the very beginning of the show.
Okay.
It involves me and Rob Spiewak. This is me. This is my part.
All right.
Good afternoon. This is Rob's part.
Oh, no.
As long as everyone knows their job.
Whoa.
You know, Mike, you've always been a cunning...
Oh, oh no!
You've unplugged
Hey, wait a second. Oh, no. Today's show might be good after all.
Hey, F you, Rob!
You've always been a cunning mimic, Mike.
Rob,
that really was chilling.
Shut up, Rob.
Where's your windscreen?
I don't know what was worse. What Rob did or what you just attempted to do?
I think what I did was worse.
I think it was a tie.
Much as I hate to say it, but I really hate to. And then you didn't have your headphones turned on. So we start the show. We kind of like, we sit here for a while.
We're new at this.
Everybody sort of smatters in. Mm-hmm. And then we trickle in. And then we don't have like, it's not like, you know, there's a guy in a TV studio going, 3, 2, 1.
We just sort of start. Yeah.
We need a hard start.
The story must have a hard start.
Like Bill Maher, new rules tomorrow at 10 count.
Oh, I like that.
In 10, 9, 8. All right, we'll do it that way.
Or do you want to count up from 1 to 10? So it's like 7, 8, 9, 10, go.
I don't know.
All right.
Before we get
seems
started,
like a lot.
Before we get started with the real show, listener feedback.
Oh no.
It was so I'm so such a sensitive flower.
You are
unsolicited opinions.
Well, they gotta turn down the radio when they call.
No, I'm talking
not that kind of feedback.
I'm talking about the Facebook feedback. Like this week on my Facebook update.
Yes.
I happened to mention before one of the shows that perhaps I mean perhaps
just we might
maybe put your toe in the water.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we do another phone call show.
You mentioned that we might.
Well, the hatred that I got from two or three. I don't know if you guys read the comments.
There was dissension. There was disagreement. There was unhappiness.
It wasn't pleasant, Rob.
No, well, why would you, the sensitive flower, Johnny Lavender, why would you like that?
I it was not pleasant at all.
You know what? And it wasn't even constructive.
And I think this is such a love fest every day.
It was destructive.
I think a guy crossed the line when he called you communist.
I know. It was horrible.
That is taking
and
it
then,
too far.
You know, and it's not just the one negative, right? Mm. It's the pilers on.
They love that.
It's the one that... It's
I like that you pluralize it that way.
The pilers on.
The pilers on.
Yeah. You know, the one guy says, I hate the... I'm a P1, but I'm not going to be a P1. I'm going to if you do the phone call. I listen to you guys. Uh-huh. I thought the phone call show was damn fine. The first one we did. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, the second one we did sucked ass.
Now, you see, now this hurts all of us. Now, we are all delicate flowers.
You're simply feeding into this.
I think they were both great.
The first one was special.
Understood.
But the second one was also great.
Not so much.
The second one was not great. The second one wasn't great because...
How are you selling this?
The same people called in.
Okay.
That's what sucked.
Yeah.
That's what really
that
sucked.
That was unfortunate.
The first one, we're getting these calls from all these foreign countries. But you know what? I still think there would be potential with a phone call show. And then this nastiness comes forward. It's like, I'm not going to be. And they're always of a threatening nature. It's
I'm not going to listen anymore ever. I'm going to go away forever.
We can't please everybody.
No, we can't. And at the same time.
And you're a pleaser.
I don't want to be a delicate flower that I say you can't give us feedback.
No, we don't want to say
but
that.
But it's such a
How about this?
But we won't be threatened.
Well,
right?
We might. But how about constructive? What
constructive.
We want is constructive feedback. If you don't like the phone show, which means you're an idiot.
Now, hold on before you go down this road.
Oh, here we go.
You're setting up what sounds like some sort of invitation.
No, not at all. Okay, let me
rephrase.
Let me rephrase.
Thinking out loud.
Let's say you hate the segment Jabrilliance.
Right.
Don't just tell us you hate the segment Jabrilliance.
Say that again. Let's say
I see where you're going.
You hate the segment called Jabrilliance.
No, I'm just doing that to mess with Rob.
Right.
I love Jabrilliance.
I do too.
I truly do. Nobody loves that little boy more than I do.
Well, I think I do love him slightly more than you.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to care for him.
Yeah. Throwing him around the pool this weekend.
Like that.
He's nervous in the pool, by the way. We found this out.
Really?
Yes,
what would that history of his ancestors being like pirates.
Are. Yes, he is.
They don't swim. They're on boats.
He's right. America's yeah. favorite Canadian Somalian.
They're all about the boats.
Very nervous in the
so
water.
So good in those, you know, those tiny little boats attacking those giant ships.
Mm-hmm. Yes, advantage Somalia.
That's right.
But no. Let's say, Mike, let's just pretend in some sort of weird parallel universe.
Right.
You hate the segment that we call Jabrilliance.
Yes.
Don't just write, hey, douche, I hate Jabrilliance. Say, hey, the problem with Jabrilliance is this. And if you explain to us in a calm way.
No.
Mike doesn't like that either.
No.
It's he our, finds it just as
it's
hurtful.
Our no, show.
It's not. It's, no, it's our show.
It's yeah. our show.
But yeah. here's the deal.
It makes me feel bad. I don't. It's not going to affect me, and it makes me
then
feel bad.
Then you just unfriend them. I did that to a guy this weekend.
I was thinking about it, and I didn't do that to the people that said. The one that pissed me off was the guy who says, and I'm a P1, and I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to be a P1 anymore.
He thought he could hurt you by taking that away from
that's,
you.
That's, he did hurt me.
He overvalued himself, for one thing.
Yeah, well, if he overvalued himself, how come I'm sitting here talking about it?
Well, I'm worried about it.
But could he have made it constructive?
Well, yes. Also, the listeners know, and with all due respect to you, they know you care.
I do care.
So they go after you.
Desperately.
Right. Like I care desperately.
The guys that go after me are guys that, I think I got the perfect friend request yesterday when he said, I got everybody except for you, you effer, S-A-D. And I laughed so hard that I said, friend request.
Absolutely. Right that is my kind of negative.
But sure, to pull on you your like heartstrings for you, right. they tell you that they don't like any, your idea, and that's all they tell you.
They're going to withdraw their
it
love.
It needs to be constructive, and it can't have a threat.
They're just needling you.
And there can't be constant. Yes, look like Robert. They're like Robert.
Punch him in the arm.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, I'll punch him in the arm. There.
And then go home crying.
Problem solved. Hit the music.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey.
We're finished cleaning the bathroom. We're leaving.
See, that didn't take too long. Thank you, girls. Now go and have a good time, all right?
Bye.
See? Don't need all the conflict. Note to Claire, if you want intense family drama, rent Spy Kids. They save their parents' lives. You think they would have done that if they got yelled at all the time?
Sweet and sour chicken! Girls! Get back! Gotta fix that step.
I'm starving. We haven't had lunch yet.
Neither have half the kids in Africa. Stop yapping and get back to work.
Why is he taping our laptop shut? Because he's out of his mind.
I'm not out of my mind. You took advantage and you lost your computer privileges.
Come on, Dad. We said we're sorry. Plus, I can't get this stupid drain unclogged anyways.
Stick that hanger down there.
Ew, no.
Well, it's either that or we cut off all your hair because that's what caused the problem. Thoughts? Good. Because after you finish this room, you're going to clean my bathroom, too, and you know how gross I can be.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Pretty clear example of the best written comedy on television.
Absolutely.
And Modern Family. The performance,
not,
too.
Yeah, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. That is a great show. And the one thing about the actor that plays the dad of the young girls.
Phil, the guy who plays Phil.
The guy that plays Phil. He has scenes where I worry about him. He's one of those scary L.A. skinny guys that really looks, though. He got the Vish Anus eyes sometimes. Where he looks like maybe he just came out of a casket.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't worry about him because right away I look at the wife and all is okay.
Julie
is she the hottest person in prime time right now?
But this is the are formulas for comedies that work. You know, Animal House knew this way back in the day. Modern Family knows this. You can still be funny and bring the hotties in.
Yes.
They all don't have to be Patricia friggin' Heaton.
That's true.
You know? Give me a break. Anyway, enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. And it is, what is today's day? Today is Thursday, June 8th,
Wednesday.
2011. And we are over 7 million downloads and growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Is your lawn riddled with unsightly tree stumps? Is it?
I hate when anything is riddled with anything.
I know. The DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you. A little more gain on this, Rob. I feel like I'm in another room. To make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots, a gnarly old stump becomes a pile of wood chips at or below ground level thanks to our carbide tip grinding teeth. See it in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website, and we thank them for their sponsorship of this show. Lots to talk about on today's program. We're going to check in with Mr. Santana's love life, find out how everything's going with him. I do want to talk a little bit about my youngest and how wonderful it was last night to see her. And another thing about lesbians, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, we're
going to lead, as much as I might, every instinct in me might be saying, don't do this.
Right? Don't do it,
but
Mike.
I do want to find out. Mark Ronick has had a bit of an interesting day yesterday, a little something. Where do you want to go? You want to go back to your photography story, or do you want to go to right to your horrible crime story?
I would say the photography story can wait.
What we call an evergreen.
Yeah, yes, I would agree.
Yes.
Now, I get one text from Mark last night or yesterday afternoon, and you were at Giant Food, and your iPad was stolen.
Yes.
From the grocery store. That's all I know. Take it away, Mark.
Well, and Oscar said, you got it. Don't tell me anymore. You got to tell this tomorrow on the show.
I mean, I saw that, and I know your technology is your life. And I said, oh my God, that.
The biggest problem was the shopping list was on the iPad.
Yeah, right.
So not only is the technology gone, he forgot the celery.
Perfect use for it, too.
Yeah, it is.
Can you set the scene where you were, what part of town you were in, what went down?
I was in my hometown. I was in Germantown, Maryland.
Yes.
And my wife had texted me on my way home from a meeting and said, can you go to the Giant and pick up a few things?
Yes.
I said, sure, no problem.
Most of your stuff on one aisle?
Yes.
Certain section?
Yes.
Manischewitz?
Right.
The
leavened bread.
Of course, the Germantown. Germantown, for those of you around the country, the other name we have for Germantown is Anatevka.
Yes, that's right.
That's it. Very
nice. Okay, so,
sort of an ironic name if you think about it.
It truly is.
So I was getting out of my car, and I thought to myself, you know, I've got my iPad sitting in the car. Uh-huh. It's hot out, and I don't want to leave it sitting out in the car. Yeah, and I just didn't
want
it.
Doesn't the iPad cool the car?
No.
You should download that app.
No, sorry.
Leave him alone.
Okay.
So, let him tell his story.
And also, I just didn't want to leave it in plain sight. Yes. I didn't want it taken out of my car.
Right.
I mean, I have heard through various sources that these little deals here, this iPhone technology and the iPads are hot little items for larceny.
Yeah. So I decided I'll bring it in. So I go get a cart. And I put it in where the child seat is.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm about to go inside, and I bumped into a friend of my wife and mine. Mm-hmm. And we were chatting for a while. And this is where I fully take responsibility. I was an idiot and kind of ignored my cart.
All right. Where is the cart? When you meet the friend, where is the cart
section,
in proximity to you?
I'm outside of the Giant. And it is
parking lot or sidewalk?
Right in front at the door.
Okay. So before you actually
where
get
all of the carts
store.
Are lined sure. up yeah. usually sure. for people right. to grab and go inside.
Is your cart separated from the rest of the carts?
Yes, it is.
So you have put the iPad in the baby seat in the car.
Safety first?
So you actually are using the baby seat simply for your iPad.
Just to throw it in, yeah.
But
you should have buckled it in.
But I know.
But you separate.
Or got in a little cart like little kids have. An iPad could actually shop with you.
You separate the cart from the rest of the cart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's still very close to the cart.
Okay, but it's outside. Yes. Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right,
and,
go ahead.
So we were chatting for a couple minutes, and I turned
about what?
Oh, I don't know. Just BS stuff.
I'm just checking.
Look at the look on Rob's face when he says that. Just being a dick.
Looking for trouble.
Yeah. If I can do it, I'll do Rob's face.
Okay. Tell his story.
This is just for the Ustreamers right now. This is Rob's face when he asked that question. All right. Rob looks at Martin and goes, about what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a little boy's getting away with something.
Like kind of like your son would do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's a needler.
Yes. I'm such a
hit him in the arm, Mark.
So such a dick.
I turn around after our conversation, and my cart is gone.
Oh.
The whole cart.
The whole cart is
the
gone.
The whole cart is gone.
So, a full-size grocery bass cart gone from under your nose.
Gone. Well, yeah, but I had my back to it.
But that's Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike has a question.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Was the cart in such proximity to the rest of the carts stacked up that someone, maybe, could have perceived that it was just there, and I'm grabbing this cart because it's easier than yanking the carts out of the cart condom.
This is a valid thing.
And yes, I would say that was my first thought.
Okay,
that was my first thought.
Very good. Continue.
So, and actually, for a minute, I didn't even think about it. I said I didn't even realize my cart was gone. I just grabbed another cart because I forgot. I was in the middle of a conversation, and I took a few steps inside and realized, oh man, this is. I already had a cart, and my iPad was in here.
Did you check your pockets?
No. And so first thing I did was went right back to the carts just to see if it was still sitting there. It was not there. So I go to the customer service, and I feel like a douche because I go up to the customer service guy and I say, has anyone returned an iPad?
Yeah.
You know, and he looked at me like, someone's going to return an iPad when they find it.
But that's valid because if I had found it, I would have taken it to customer service.
I forgot to tell this story because I didn't think it was all that funny, and I will share it for you. It'll take 2 seconds here. But in a related note, we are coming down 95. We are right before the Susquehanna River. I remembered it because there's a casino up there.
Of course there is.
And
Did you find my iPhone?
We went to the Wawa, and we get in the car after we go to the Wawa, and Elizabeth hops in the car, and we cruise 7-8 miles down 95. Mm-hmm. Says, Dad,
what?
Dad, I think I left my iPhone in the Wawa.
Oh no.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And so I immediately find the next exit, which was 3 miles
away. Right.
I hang a U-turn, and we start
racing
back.
That's a half hour at best. A half hour lost.
It was a pain in the ass, and you were trying to make good time and all this.
Right.
We get back to the Wawa.
Yeah.
She had said, she left it. She left it on the back of the, toilet paper dispenser in the ladies' room.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, I mean, to me, that way, is there any easier place? Is there any place where you would sit down if you were a theft-minded person? Look what God gave me.
Because you can put it in your pocket while you're in the bathroom. Right. No one can watch you do it.
Sitting up there, we walk in. Elizabeth does a beeline for the bathroom. I walk up to the counter at Wawa. Do you have an iPhone return? Turns it out there's her iPhone.
Wow.
So there are good people.
All right, yeah.
The good and the ugly. Yeah.
So the guy, you know, kind of looks at me like I'm crazy, and he takes down my information because he looked around. He went back to the manager's office. It was nowhere. Mm-hmm. So he said, give me your name and number. If it turns up, I'll call you. And so now
don't we have cameras at
I'll get to that.
Grocery stores?
And so I decided now I'm just literally standing in the middle of the giant as if I lost my child. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what the hell I'm going
to
do.
I know this is a great loss to you.
Yeah. And you know, I don't want to call the police for the same reason why I felt like a douche going up to the customer service. Hi, and my iPad was gone.
And technically a phone would have been worse. Right?
Probably, yeah. Right, but, you know, everything is on my iPad,
too. He's got
this, oh, really?
Yeah.
The iPad today, for most people that actually use their device, really is just another device that mirrors what your iPhone has. The same apps are available.
Right.
You can bank on it. You can do everything you'd like on it.
Now, does the iPad also sync with iTunes?
Yes.
So ideally, if you were to get a new one, you wouldn't have lost.
I wouldn't have lost everything.
Okay, good.
No.
Well, that's good.
No.
But we're still talking about a $500 product at the very
even
least.
More. Yeah.
And it's look, I don't know. I know what I felt like when I lost my iPhone. If I lost an iPad, I'd even feel worse because, one, the information that's on that actual device.
Sure.
And then, two, it's like, it's $500.
Yeah.
It's $600.
Well, I know when you lost yours, what you felt. You felt hungover.
Well, I did.
Yeah, that's true. I was
throbbing.
Not.
Every time I lose a piece of technology, I feel so dehydrated.
So,
water, please.
So I'm standing in the middle, and I first decide, all right, I'm just going to text my wife to tell her I'm going to be a while because I don't know what I'm going to do. And I lost, you know, my iPads were stolen.
I can see you. That would freak anybody out.
Yeah. And of course, my wife, her instinct is, you're an idiot. Why did you bring in the iPad
I bet
to the
that
grocery
was so
store?
Understanding
top
and supportive.
10,
yes.
Then.
Yes.
Okay. Top 10 phone call of all time.
What about her instinct?
Her instinct?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
I just, you know, I like to do that.
Yes.
You're not a trained professional.
She was my first text. And then I remembered that I have the app that Oscar was upset he didn't have. I had the Find My iPhone app
iPad.
Yes.
Ooh.
So,
which is something, let me say before we even get into the story, that if you've got an iPad or an iPhone, it's absolutely free and you should install it and really activate it within your phone.
Yes.
Because it will
Regardless, you can wait until 12 noon, Mike.
Now, see, I tried to do that yesterday, but it said I had to join Mobile Me
which
to
is
do that.
Free now.
Oh, is it?
No problem.
Now. Cool. Well,
you can
I'll
do it for free.
Is it in the App Store?
I'll
it
take
is.
Care of it right now for
thank
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
I love working with technologically yeah. savvy
so you're
people.
Saying,
and it's his excuse not
so
to listen.
Can you explain the Find My Phone feature?
Yeah.
Or
so,
Find My iPad
yeah,
feature?
So basically what it's doing is it's reading the GPS signal that's in the device.
Uh-huh.
This is very cool. I like this story so far.
So the first thing I do is open it up, and it's still saying it's in the area.
Uh-huh.
It's still I could see it on a map
ooh.
That it was still there in that in you know in the
can
giant.
Can you see that it's in the store?
You know, it didn't look like it was in the store.
Not
it looked like
specific.
It was right outside the store. So
it
now
was
I'm,
going away from the store at a rapid rate.
No, it wasn't moving for a little while. So I realized, okay, so I have options on this iPhone uh-huh. app. It lets me send a message to it. It'll let me send a sound to it, like an alert sound.
Uh-huh.
And
fart sound.
It will let me lock it.
When you say it, like an alert, like that,
yeah.
that,
yeah.
that, that.
Yep.
And he can also lock it.
And
remotely.
I can lock it. Mm-hmm. And the last option is it'll allow you to wipe it out.
Erase everything on
erase
it.
Everything on it. Okay?
That's terrific.
Remotely.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. So the first thing I did was sent it a message, mm-hmm. and I just wrote, please return iPad to giant customer service. And the second thing I did was locked it.
Because it pops it up on the screen.
It pops it right up on the screen.
So they see this and they can't do anything else except see your message.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Pretty cool.
That's truly amazing technology.
Yeah. So a few minutes go by and I'm standing in the area and nobody's coming by. So I send another message and I said, this iPad is being tracked via GPS. Please return to Giant of Germantown Customer Service ASAP or call my number. Nothing.
Ooh.
Time goes by, nothing.
What are you thinking at that stage? Are you thinking somebody really does have it at this point?
Yes.
Or perhaps it got...
Or are you thinking that perhaps the message should have been sent in another language?
No, yeah. No, I definitely...
That's horrible.
What?
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Well, we live in
that's so bigoted.
We live
is
in
it?
An international community.
That's a big... No, you of all people, you're the one that's supposed to jump on him.
No,
Rob
not
is
at
saying,
all.
Rob is saying someone Swedish may have taken
right.
it.
Right. Exactly. Right.
It's or
on
German.
It's on its right. way to the head. Egg,
and how do you actually spell?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, right. Because so, I'm the bigot.
So,
well, if I can weigh in with my own level of bigotry here, you should have sent a message that said, return the damn iPad!
Yeah, I know. That is just wrong.
I know. Well,
wait,
I'm sorry.
Wait.
If he can do it, I
it
know. So, now I'm wrong and he's not. What's
right.
The,
what's that about?
Oscar?
So over the line.
This whole court is out of order.
I don't like this budding friendship between these two at
trust
all.
Trust me, we'll never be more than acquaintances.
All right,
now, during, in between.
That's true. Sorry.
In between these messages I'm sending to my iPad, the next person I think of texting is Oscar.
Of course.
You know, I just figure he'll understand. At the very least, he'll sympathize with my situation.
Plus, right. he'll know the person who's going to fence it.
Good time for a break. We will take a break. We will finish up the story of the stolen iPad. And I love this technology that's involved in it. And we'll hear more about that coming up next.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the...
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Paul, the president of Wait Not, was dropped by our studios at the Edge 105.9 today, and I got a chance to chat with him, and I got a chance to thank him personally, and I said to the listeners, and I'll say this to you, I did this not because he's a sponsor. He's a sponsor on this podcast and also a sponsor on my radio show on the Edge with Kirk McEwen, but I will tell you this, that I said thank you because I love the way I'm feeling. It's not just the weight loss. What this is for me personally, Wait Not, and you can go to weightnot.com or 855-WAIT-NOT. That's 855-934-4486. This is life-changing for me in that I've lost a lot of weight before, too, and I've been on a lot of different diet programs. This is a feeling now that I'm getting more than I've ever gotten before where I realize how unhealthy I really was and how sluggish I was. And I was dragging my ass into work every day. And you guys would see it. Certain days, literally, you guys would see me where I couldn't keep my eyes open during the show. Still happens periodically if the content's not that good.
That's right, Mark.
I really, really, really thanked him for making this program available.
Right.
It's all natural.
You feel the difference.
It's rapid weight loss, which helps with my motivation because I don't want to wait. You know, these things where it's like, oh, 3 years and I finally took off the weight. I love the instantaneous weight loss. RJ, how are you progressing on this?
30 pounds, Mike.
Wow.
30
pounds.
Catching up
great
with you.
Job.
Well, he's got 4 pounds to go to catch me.
Let me tell you what I have learned.
how to look at the food and know how much it is. We talked about this before.
You get it down.
You learn. It's done. You're following. It's a very detailed program. Mm-hmm. And after a while, you begin to really know the food that is helping you lose the weight.
You learn healthy habits.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know that I can't have that. I can't have this. Mm-hmm. But it's real natural food, and it's rapid, and it's healthy. And I can't say enough about Weight Not. If you are somebody who has done the Battle of the Bulge like RJ and myself, RJ is rocking and rolling. Mm-hmm. I am delighted for him. He's slugging down his water, which he has to do every day.
And I have my grapes.
Oh, you have your grapes?
I bring my grapes to the studio to help me get through the morning.
Very small number of grapes. You can do better with apples.
Mm. I did apples last night, so this morning I had grapes.
Okay, very good.
He's mixing it up.
855-WAIT-NOT. That's 855-934-4486 or go to waitnot.com. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. We're in the middle of... we got to the point where we've got the iPad of Mark Ronick that's been stolen in Giant, and he's just about to text Oscar.
Yeah, so I texted Oscar, and first thing I just said is, iPad was stolen from Giant, stolen from me. And, he was asking me just a bunch of questions.
Yeah, because I was in my office, and... I empathize with him because it sucks. Yeah, I don't care what you do.
You're the two resident techies on the show, both of you guys, along with RJ.
So as soon as he tells me that, I hop online. I said, there's got to be some sort of resolution here as far as what the criminal, at this point, I think it's a criminal, has really, their ability to somehow either turn off the GPS system, wipe the actual hard drive of the machine once it's locked. So I'm doing research while we're texting back and forth.
Right, right. And finally, Oscar and my wife both are texting me, just call the police. Mm-hmm. And I was just hesitating to call because I felt stupid about it.
Well, yeah, because you said it's an iPad, but you know what? It's a personal item, and if somebody's lifted it, screw them.
Yeah.
Call the cops. Yeah. And really, my personal experience with all of this, I know it sounds jive, but man, it is, you know what? It's almost the same thing you would tell a woman if she's walking through a dark parking lot at night and she has that flight instinct. Mm-hmm. Follow your instinct.
Yeah.
I say the same thing about don't worry about embarrassment. That's what the police are for,
right?
To come in and deal with the situation when somebody gets something stolen.
Right. And before I called the cops, I sent one last message to the iPad, and I said, please return this iPad where it was found at the Giant. No questions asked. If not, police will be contacted and iPad will be tracked with the GPS.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody showed up. Mm-hmm. Oscar happened to have texted me the phone number to
the
non-emergency number.
Because you don't want to call 911.
That's right.
So I called.
I don't know. This is pretty important.
Yeah. But that's good. And then cops will respect you more if you have non-emergency.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, I got a lovely dispatch person on the line who... she had the personality of, my shoe. Right. She was not pleasant. And, I was trying to explain, and she would just cut me off every time. What's your name? Where are you? What's the address? So I gave her all the info. She said, someone's on the way. Mm-hmm. About 10 minutes later, a cop shows up. A female cop.
Pretty good time.
Hey. Was she hot?
She was kind of hot.
Love
yeah,
a lady in
it
uniform.
It was really nice.
Celebrity dated a cop most resembled?
Time. Ooh, that's a great question.
I dated a mounted police officer.
I bet you did.
I'll think about it and let you know. But she was blonde, blue eyes, in good shape.
Suzanne Summers.
Not quite.
Mine was blonde with blue eyes.
Really?
Never forget Al Gore's acceptance speech for the vice presidential nomination. Mm-hmm. That speech will always be, I will always remember that speech very well. Always. I will remember that speech.
You know what I remember about that speech? He went through all the copy and didn't blow a single word.
Thank you, Rob. So will Sam.
My wife.
Rob remembers it too. Rob remembers.
I was there.
He was there.
Rob remembers me telling that story. God damn.
My wife was.
You love politics.
I love politics.
Always have. Right. Passionate for it, really.
Yeah, he didn't even have to invent the internet.
How's that?
Sorry, I stumbled on my words.
My wife was texting me, are the cops there yet? And she kept asking and asking. And then I said, yeah. And she said, oh, is the cop cute? And I said, yes, as a matter of fact, the cop is very
Did you
cute.
Say a female cop to your wife?
No, not yet. At first, I just told her, yeah, the cop's cute.
Oh, so your wife's assuming it's a dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying, yes, the cop is cute.
So I tell her that the iPad's stolen. And at first, she's just kind of got this blank look on her face. Like, oh, well, but I'll take your information. I said, but I can track it. And here it is. So while I was waiting for the cop, I was... at this point, watching my iPhone drive off.
Your iPad.
My iPad. Drive off.
Move away,
and it is traveling.
Now it is moving.
It'll,
so the effort really has it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's pissing me off.
Drove off with it. Uh-huh. And I'm watching, and I see where they're headed, and they're headed north. And so I show her this, and she says, wow, that is pretty damn cool.
Now she gets to be on
probably
CSI.
The law enforcement instinct kicks in with her a little bit.
Yeah. Right. So, and right after that, it stopped. And it shows me, and I'm going to show you this picture. It shows me, look how accurate this is, Mike. A row of townhouses.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so cool. A row of townhouses. And not only, Mike, is it showing a location, it's actually pointing to a house.
Which house
in the middle.
It's in?
A specific
house.
Oh, my God.
There's your iPad.
It's amazing.
So, and if you look above the houses where there's a street in the
front.
There's
the name of
the
street.
Can you
show the news streamers, Mike?
What's that?
Show the news streamers.
Yeah, they won't be.
Absolutely.
And I'll post this and I'll blur out the.
I don't know if this will show up or not, but.
Yeah.
Can they see that? All right, RJ, is it?
That's amazing.
Probably a little rough to see that on Ustream.
Mark's iPad.
Wow.
Yeah, it says Mark's iPad. It's pointing right to a house on
this computer, too. I really want to steal it.
Oh, yeah.
No, go ahead.
He has the tracking thing.
So so she's looking at it. She's like, all right. And we looked it up. I had already looked up the street name, what city it was in. Mm-hmm. It was in Poolsville, which is about 30 minutes away from where I live.
I love this.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. I had no idea this story was going to be like that.
Yeah, so she says, all right, let me make a phone call. She pulls out her iPhone 4. And
she's got an iPhone?
Yes.
So
yes.
She digs the technology.
Yes. Right. She said, let me call.
When did you make love to her?
No, all right. Later on. Okay,
very good. That requires another app, Mike.
Right.
She calls her counterpart in Poolsville and says, all right, listen, I got this iPad that was stolen out of Giant. And he's got a GPS on it, and it's on this street. And
I love this so much. Yes. I love this.
She says it's the fifth house in from the right, and because it doesn't give a number
right.
of the house, and you know, fourth from the left. Here's the street. He says, "All right, I'll go check it out." So
I hope this has a happy ending.
So
I can't
we
wait.
Are now. She wants to also.
You'll be happier than the end of the Gore speech.
So about with
no, I won't be.
He was right in the area. Her counterpart.
Oh, good. Good.
And within about 5 minutes, couldn't be much more than that. He calls her back. Yeah, I've got the iPad.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Oh
yeah.
My God!
Yeah,
huge. God, yeah. This is great.
And she said, so she's asking him questions about, you know, what happened, and so it turns out it was a woman, Hispanic, her early 40s with a kid, and her story was first that she grabbed a cart and put the car seat in for her kid. And didn't realize it was...
Wait. The car seats are built into the cart.
Right. You know how they fold out? They fold in if you want to make more space in your cart.
Oh, so the standard little, like, pull it out.
Yes,
like,
yes. Right, okay. So, you know, and a lot of moms now, they have these protective seats so that all the germs and everything aren't all over the kid. So she said
why the rest of the world hates us.
She had thrown that on there and didn't know that it was there. Okay.
That's her story.
Mm-hmm. Then her story changed a little bit. And,
bitch.
Well, because I think what he told her is, all right, well, we're going to have the cop that's there now check out the video surveillance. And then her story kind of changed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I discovered I had it when I was in the dairy section. And I didn't really know what to do. And
let me ask a question.
Yes.
When you discovered that it was gone, it couldn't have been gone more than
10 minutes. No, not even five
minutes. No, I was going to say five minutes. Yeah. There's no way she even went in the store with it.
Right. Right.
Right.
That's what I would assume.
That's right, Rob. Absolutely.
She took it and ran.
Mm-hmm. So, but remember, it was within 5 minutes that I noticed, but for about 10 minutes, it was stationary. I remember I said it hadn't gone anywhere.
You know, in the Running Man theory of that movie, you know, we are really getting our technology is. This is just
we
me.
Know
this,
where
this
you
is
are.
Where technology is.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Look, I mean, everybody had been a few weeks ago knocking Apple about they're watching your every move and everything.
This is exactly why.
You know, you
we
can
were
watch
yelling,
my move anytime you want.
This is fantastic. So her story changes.
Her story changes a little bit and. She says, all right, let's go to the manager. Let's go see the surveillance tape because I want to decide whether or not I'm going to take her to jail.
Okay.
And so we go to the manager's
office.
Do you
mean press charges? I don't think you actually...
No, she said take her to jail.
But you won't actually be taking her to
probably
jail.
Probably not.
Right. No, but I mean, that's a good way. I know cops, Robin. Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
They say take her to jail, really?
Yeah, take her to jail.
Several
absolutely.
Times.
Yes. And it is technically accurate.
Rob would ask the officer, do you mean take her to jail or do you mean press charges?
Yeah, right.
And that's what officer...
And you know what the cop would do?
Get in the car and roll
out. Don't worry about it, sir. We'll see you later.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks for that, though.
I am hated by any professional, Mike.
They are saying take her to jail because they want to emphasize the severity of the situation so that this person may say, listen, no need to look at that.
Okay.
Here you go. So they
I stand
and I know already she's guilty.
So now I'm in the manager's office with her.
This is and, with the lady?
No, with the cop.
With the cop. Okay.
And
they didn't bring the lady
and the manager, who is a young guy, you know, probably in his late 20s, an Indian guy. And he...
Abu?
Yeah, basically. Okay. But a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. And
in spite of that.
We're sitting there. No,
thank you, Buzz. Let's all just watch it a little bit. We get a little too relaxed. You know, yeah. Yes, yeah, so shockingly, Indian people can be nice.
Right.
I didn't say a word.
I know you didn't say it. He did.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. Well, he's a really nice guy and so well-spoken.
Yes, he was.
All right, go ahead.
So we end up having to wait a little while because he's not allowed to let her into the special room where the surveillance tapes are. He has to call in somebody to come in and
do
let
you think
her
there's
in
a
there.
Chance he was an assistant manager?
No, he was,
he was
manager.
The manager.
Yeah,
not just international. Because
the guy who came in was not a manager. He was just some dude. That
so there's probably protocol.
Access.
That's a lot of money.
So, she goes. Just let's reset it here. Mm-hmm. We're in the Giant. You've gotten the iPod back from
the
other
cop. I don't
have
it yet.
But you've but the other cop has retreated because of your GPS.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We flash now to the one cop is working with the other cop. Same county, I'm imagining.
Same county. Yes.
Same county.
Every county.
They're working with each other, and you're in the office, the main office of the Giant, where we're waiting now for the main guy to come back and look at the video.
Right. Well, what's going to happen is the girl, the female cop, is going to watch the video.
And she's going to relay it to
the... And she's going
to
relay it to the guy.
Yeah. And right now, I would imagine that you've gone from really being freaked out and feeling violated in the way anybody feels to, I would imagine it's somewhat of a state of euphoria.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you're just waiting to see... If this thing is BS
now he's Bruce Wayne. He's Batman.
Right.
This is phenomenal.
And total time invested, what, we're at 90 minutes now of the escapade?
Yeah, probably
okay,
about
just
90
so we
minutes.
Know.
I love this. Continue.
I do too.
So she, so we're waiting for a while. We end up talking about, you know, she's just floored by the GPS thing.
Sure.
She's already on, like you did, already on her
setting
iPhone.
Setting it up.
Setting it up.
And undoing a button.
So, I'm going to tell all my kids about it.
Yeah, you should.
All of them?
All two of them, Rob.
And
I'm excited. Leave me alone. Can't I have a little fun on my own show?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes, you can, Mike.
So the guy finally comes, and he takes her to the room.
Can I stop you right there?
Yes.
What's the guy like that we've all waited for? The sluggish Mr. Security for Giant. Like probably has 700 stores he's
to
responsible
a
for.
To a T.
Big.
Mean,
was he fat?
A little overweight.
Of course he was.
Yes. So, and he says... She says,
late.
She says,
late.
All right, come on, let's go. To me, she waves me, let's go. And he says, no. Only you can come.
What
a hole. So now I'm sitting in this room with the manager, and it's getting awkward. I mean, we're in there for like 15 minutes, and we're just sitting there in silence. So finally,
no conversation.
Well, finally, I decide to start talking to him.
Right.
While we were waiting for the other guy, he was talking about how they have thefts at Giant constantly.
Yeah, sure,
of
course they do.
Right.
Do you know? He told me they do like an audit every 6 months. Mm-hmm. Every 6 months, they can't account for $200,000 worth of goods.
Doesn't shock
shrinking.
Me.
Every 6 months.
I'm not surprised.
And do you know that when I was at Safeway, it was store policy, even if you see someone shoplift,
don't go after them.
Don't say a
leave
word.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is too much. There's too much legal liability
it's
on the
insured.
Line.
Insured.
So in other words, you know, getting a security guy, tackling them in the aisle.
Never happens.
Not worth it.
You'll
because
get in
the
trouble.
legal
right.
fees.
Lawsuits.
That's how it was.
Yeah, welcome to America.
And he says
Jesus
because they
Christ.
Have this no questions asked policy, what happens is, he said, a lot of times the people who are taking the stuff will come back the next day without a receipt and want to return it.
For cash.
And they have to accept the return and pay them back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Freaky.
So anyway, so she finally comes back in.
You know what I'm doing this afternoon?
And she says to me,
Spiewak's going to eat well tonight.
Why are you returning 8 cartons of cigarettes?
She comes back in and she says, okay, I looked at the tape. Unfortunately, where the camera's located,
naturally,
we can't of really course. Tell what she's done.
God right. damn it.
We can't right. tell. If
now
was...
I'm pissed. So, now I don't like the story
well,
anymore.
So what she says is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out to Poolsville and I'm going to talk to the woman. I'll get your iPad back. I don't want my guy to come have to come all the way out here.
Right.
And I'll bring it to you later.
Did
and I'll
you
let
ask
you know
if you could
happens.
Ride along with her?
Yeah, I did.
No. She said
no.
No,
no, no.
Okay.
I had to get back home at this point. I went. So she. So we parted ways. She gave me her card.
Please clear the road. We have the Jew's iPad.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Please to the side of the road.
Oh. So
she heads out for your.
She heads out.
You have a good relationship
card.
With this officer.
Yeah, we got along great.
Good.
Yeah. I'm going to take her out next week. But
take her to jail.
So we part ways. And the greatest part is I finally get home. And like you said, now I am in a state of euphoria.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
feeling good.
Yeah.
I get home and then I realized, I said, hey, Maya, come here. Let's watch and see the iPad coming back home.
Oh, my that's cool. And I would imagine, you know, and technically you don't know the real deal.
Right.
Even though she's changed her story, you really don't know the deal.
There was one point where she asked me if I wanted to press charges. Mm-hmm. I texted Oscar. I said, should I press charges here? And, you know, he was asking, was it a punk teenage kid or what?
Yeah.
Because I guess you thought if it was a teenager.
Well, I figured
yeah,
if it's a young guy, in my eyes, I just, you know, the law in itself and maybe the act would scare him straight.
Right.
And then he texted me back. He goes, no, it's a 40-something Hispanic woman. No,
it's
and
Charo. Then,
and I wrote back, nail her to the wall.
Yeah.
Now being a Latin American yourself, why do you say that? Because at the same time, if I can really be serious about my feelings about the Latin American community.
Yes.
I have, believe it or not, and I'm, please don't joke about this.
Okay.
I want to say something serious right now. I've got a lot of experience with the Latin American community in this town. And pretty goddamn positive Latin American experiences I've had with people that, in my humble opinion, that I've worked with, bust their ass and do incredible jobs that a lot of people don't give a rat's ass about doing a job about. And I think that that's true. At the same time, I know that there's a lot of shiftiness in the Latin American community. Latin crime.
It could have been anyone. Black, white, Hispanic.
Okay.
It could have been anyone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I said if they're in their 40s and this is how they're acting, it's a no go.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like you didn't send a tone.
No,
you didn't send an alert.
It's one of the and this is the reality here. And I don't think people are too nice sometimes or they don't want to deal with the hassle.
Right.
That if somebody's stealing at this age, at an age of 40 something, 30 something, they're going to do it to somebody else. And they're going to do it to somebody else. Because as we all know, you find something that's not yours. We're taught as a child, you go and take it to a place where hopefully the person can come back and find it.
And Oscar, I agree, because the joy that I felt, that moment of joy, that it's really fleeting. I'll give it to you. It's fleeting. It doesn't last that long.
No.
And it doesn't last long, certainly with my daughter, when 10 minutes later she was asking for something else, and I love her to death, but she was. Mm-hmm. You know, that moment of joy where you go, God, human beings, there are some human beings that are good. Yeah. Everybody should be behaving like that.
Yes.
That should be the standard. Yes. That should be the industry.
So,
standard.
In my eyes, when he told me that, there was a quick hesitation. I was like, look, maybe she has a hardship, this and that.
Right.
And I said, no, we all got to work hard. We all got to make the right decisions. And if we don't, we're not the society we say we are.
So what happened?
So Maya and I watched. So first what we noticed was that the cop had gotten to the police station. I saw her there for a few minutes. Then I saw that the iPad was now back in that neighborhood. So obviously the cop had gone to go talk to the woman.
Oh.
And then about 10 minutes later, I see it en route back to my house. And so finally she's here. We know she's coming. I said, Maya, she'll be here in 2 minutes. Maya's at the window waiting. Aww. And boom, she pulls
that's
up.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So we go outside, Maya and I both. She said, yeah, I arrested her.
Good.
Oh,
she said that even though the tapes were iffy, her story changed a million times.
Right.
And she said, so she went back to her story about, I noticed it in the dairy section. Uh-huh. And so the cop said, well, if you noticed it in the dairy section, why didn't you return it? I didn't feel comfortable giving it to a giant employee.
Right, right. Oh, screw
she
that. Said,
she felt a lot more comfortable taking it home.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Great comfort.
She said,
I
there's a big customer service sign. Why couldn't you have brought it over there? I just didn't feel right about doing that.
That's crap.
Yeah, that's total crap.
That's total and good. I'm glad she's locked
up.
Yeah,
yeah. So so she arrested her and she told me, yeah, and she has a prior history.
God damn it, Ronick.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Yeah. A career criminal.
That is a great story.
So she handed me my iPad, handed me her card with her, with the case number, and said, I'll get a summons. And she said, you don't have to come to court, but if you want to, it certainly helps things along. So I'll go to court.
You bet your ass you will.
That's I'll great, do that. Mark. Yeah.
And you have now adopted her child?
Yes. And so
I'll
have my
child.
iPad.
Wait, do you say that because you feel bad for the mom?
No, I feel bad for the child.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah. If a child's being raised in that atmosphere,
you're right.
They're just going to be taught that this is okay.
You're absolutely right.
The child needs to see this.
I still feel badly for the child. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Of course you feel badly for the child. Right. I feel euphoric for justice being served.
Yeah. Especially on somebody who's done this again and again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you not agree with the arrest?
Oh, no, I do agree with it. Yeah. No,
I just felt
bad for the kid.
What's right is right on this, and man, oh, man.
This is like War Games. Yeah. This is great.
I never would have seen that thing again. Yeah. If it didn't have to play.
Yes, RJ Diaz.
It's not unusual that they use kids in shoplifting and stealing.
True.
That's also a great distraction.
I think your average thief from, doesn't matter what group you're from, that's as old as crime itself.
Absolutely
right. Hide behind the child.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mark Ronick.
Thank you.
With the entire show today.
Thank you.
We'll have a monologue. We'll take a break and we'll do the audio vault. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That rocked. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Gripping. And well told.
And you got that on my phone?
Yeah, you're good to go.
I'm getting that on all my kids' phones.
Yep.
I'm getting that on my wife's phone, everybody's phone. Mark, once again, give the app out because if it's a free app, everybody's got to do this. If you have any kind of iPhone, iPad technology, and for whatever other phones you own, if they have apps available, what is it called?
Yeah, this one is made by Apple, and it's called Find My iPhone.
If you were to run it right now on Oscar's phone, you'd realize it's tucked between two couch cushions, as always.
But the reality is that if you do not turn it on, you cannot track your phone.
It has to be on.
You have to put it on.
So it has to be on.
Yeah, and once you're set, you're good to go.
Okay.
But if you've got your phone and you think, I'll just turn it on when I lose my phone, that's a no-go.
Has to be on all the time.
Yes.
All right, very good. We had, what's her name? Oh, man, Channel 7 sportscaster.
The hottie.
Britt McHenry?
Yes.
Britt McHenry on today.
Oh, she gorgeous.
She had the neatest iPhone case. It's a battery case.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen these?
I used to have one of those.
And they're bulky, though.
Techies.
They're very bulky.
It's like working with a couple of spoiled brats.
And they're very heavy.
I have it. I have it already.
Swear to God, it's like shopping for kids in McLean.
I have it. Have it already.
Anyway, boy, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Boy, I enjoyed that. What do you got for the audio vault today?
Let me open it up.
I know I have. Jesus, I was already open.
Taskmaster.
Request. Yesterday, you wanted to hear Bill Hader doing Herb Welch.
Then you
wanted to hear, and I had so much fun watching it, Jim Ryan versus Dick Oliver on Good Day New York.
Okay.
This the thing that actually inspired it.
That's great. Well, Rob, then I don't need to set it up any further. I think, Rob, probably the best thing to do would be to play Jim Ryan versus Dick Oliver first.
Okay.
To set that up, this is the elderly anchorman for Good Day New York.
And I wouldn't call him elderly because he was hip and he was funny. He's stately.
But he's been there a while.
A long time.
Been a long time at this New York television station. And he's kicking it to a news reporter who obviously has been there too long.
Oh.
Who's out in the field and he's trying to get information on this story they're covering. Mm. But the journalist is really kind of phoning it in, not really going through the motions. And Jim Ryan, the anchor, gets a little pissed.
Calls him on it.
And they have a little exchange.
It's great.
And then we'll play the Saturday Night Live clip that's based on, we think, this reporter.
Okay,
let's roll it.
I don't see that as being a typical process, nor do I. Is it a typical process to
be
working on?
We've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. Does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
What's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
Wow.
He's just so testy. The guy's just going, all right, we got to go here.
Yeah.
What do you want? And he does the thing with the microphone.
Bad mic technique.
Now, Bill Hader plays this guy.
This is great. His name is, Herb Welch.
Listen to the audio that they use for him.
Funny.
It's funny. Okay, now, wait a minute, Herb. Why don't we ask her a little more about the robbery? Like, what time was it?
What was that?
What time was it?
Oh, all right. What time is it?
It's like 10 a.m.
It's 10 a.m., Jack. You ought to wear a watch. When I was an anchor, I always wore a watch.
Now, Herb, ask her what time she heard the shots.
All right. Well, what time do you hear the shots?
I think it was around 8:30, but... my kid saw everything. Everything.
Thank you. Take it away, Jack.
No, Herb, it sounds like the children may have seen the shooting. Okay, why don't we talk to one of them, Herb?
You call me Mr. Welch.
All right, Mr. Welch. Ask who saw the shooting.
All right, who saw the shooting?
My boy, Ricky.
All right. Come here. I got it. No. What do you want me to do?
Ask him what he saw.
What'd you see?
I saw two guys come running out of the store, and they jumped into a little red car.
Who's your favorite baseball player?
What?
All right, you get the idea.
Okay, yeah. Very, very.
Well that done. Is, well done.
Know, we're not going to let you suffer through the entire Saturday. That's
but
the
it's
only
great. And you know what?
I
the
left.
Thing that I didn't pick up on until you mentioned it is the way they have him mic'd badly.
Oh, hysterical.
It's so
they
funny.
They turn the bass up, and I love that's man. That's somebody thinking about the detail.
It really is. All right. SeaWorld, Mike, it's not the place where my wife lives.
What?
No, it's an amusement park. And Bob Barker retired, but still swinging. This ad just debuted yesterday. Bob Barker
here on behalf of PETA. If you're thinking about a trip to SeaWorld, please reconsider. Life in cramped tanks is no prize for orcas and dolphins. They want to be free with their families in the ocean. Many have died prematurely at SeaWorld after swimming in endless circles and performing dumb tricks day in and day out. Be a winner for animals by avoiding such sad exhibits. Mm.
It's really tough for SeaWorld when Bob Barker comes at you that directly.
Really tough to make an argument against Bob Barker.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, really, you see the size of a killer whale, and you see the enclosure that it's in. What, do I have something on my mind?
No. I had an itch.
Oh, okay. When Buzz does that, it's always when Buzz does that, it looks like, hey, you got...
Yeah, that's right. You got a little something here.
You have caramel in your beard.
Got to agree with old Barker.
I do too.
I'm guilty. I've been to SeaWorld. I love the tricks.
I blew it off. I didn't go to SeaWorld when I was in Florida.
Really?
I, you know what? And it wasn't anything to do with me being a humanitarian.
No.
Just seemed like a drag.
I loved it.
I'm not a PETA guy either.
Right.
You love to SeaWorld?
When you're a little kid, it's awesome.
I went there when I was 13.
Try
I went
the
there.
Fish sandwich.
I took my kid. Mm. You know what? Elizabeth for like years wanted to be a dolphin rider. That was her aspiration in life. And
you know, I did swim with the dolphins on my honeymoon.
That's worse, I think.
I think it is too, but it's really cool when they push you by the feet around the pool. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, can you imagine those dolphins like with their, you know, herniated discs after they got done with you?
I was going to say, I was amazing. A little lighter then. But you know what? Dainty in the water.
I don't like, I go and I'm amused, but I'm not really all that fond of zoos. I think zoos. I think zoos are very sad places.
They
zoos
smell especially. And they suck.
Yeah,
you know the best time to go to a zoo? Well, they have like a black tie affair there, and everybody just is hammered and stares at the animals.
Yeah, and you're getting like good food.
Yes.
You're getting free food. I don't mind that. What the hell is that thing down in Disney? What's the...
The safari thing?
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom?
San Diego's Wild Animal Park, for
where
example.
They, where they
it's
have,
wild. I
where they
you.
Don't really have like...
Vast prairies.
Small. They have like big areas where they all hang out.
Right.
I don't like elephants in a circus. I think that is sad.
And, you know, the elephants. Jesus. I mean, we all like to look at them, and we all look at them. But, I mean, elephants in particular, it's ratio, folks.
It is.
It's size.
space. It's size of animal to space they're in. Mm-hmm. Let them have a little space. Right. I totally agree with
those
Margaret.
Big tents are pretty big.
I'm not going to go to SeaWorld again.
Good
if,
for
I ever,
you.
If I have the opportunity, I won't.
And I'm not going to watch The Price is Right until he hosts again.
There we go. Yeah.
Drew Pachyderms. Now, speaking of suck, this is hard for me to play some of this tape because you know I love Meredith Vieira.
Yes.
But today was her last day, and it was really, really hard to take.
Modern. Yes.
Yeah.
Like when you say hard to take because you were upset she was going, or hard to take because the schmooze fest that is Ann Curry
I'll
ruined
take
the day.
I'll take B.
B is the
Not
answer.
Not only Ann.
Oh, really? Everybody?
Oh, my God. Everyone.
Now, how long, and how long was she on the show?
Five years. Not oh, much.
5 years. Whew, that's a career.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll tell you
go
what.
Go work for CBS and work there for 15 years on CBS radio, and you know what they do to you then?
That's
right.
They send you packing.
No,
without so much as a watch.
Carly
bastard.
Got you a watch.
Carly just got you a new watch.
Yeah, it's my father's day watch. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Now, also, when we left CBS, they didn't do a live musical video presentation of a Journey lip sync with Abe Vigoda for us. They did not do that for us. They did that for her. I would play you that, but it's just the Journey song.
Right.
I'd
well,
like for you to look at it on the
like
YouTube.
Movies, TV loves itself.
It does.
They love their themselves on TV.
And I think we've been reminded many times that Meredith Vieira's favorite song is by Carole King. And I thought it was nice that they brought Carole King in to sing.
What is it, Anticipation?
You've Got a Friend.
Oh.
And by the sad
You're
thing.
You're So Vain for Matt Lauer.
The sad thing is when the anchors came around the piano
yes.
and sang along
oh,
with
no.
Carole King. To see you again. Please pass everybody the Pepto. Sing with us.
We'll just bring some oh, love. My God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bite me.
Wow.
Well, they've lost touch based on their selection yeah. of their new anchor.
What they're doing right now is like an effing Anchorman parody.
Yeah.
It was really
come
on.
You're right. It's exactly right. What it is. You've got a friend. We need good to know
that you've got Now, can I? I've been.
What a-holes.
I've been on the receiving end of a couple of farewells.
Yes.
And the one I remember more than anything else is the late, great newsman that I worked with, the first morning show I ever had down in Annapolis, Maryland, Sonny Uberoth. Sonny Uberoth, and this will be for the Ustreamers, my very first day as a baby DJ. I'm 23 or 24 years old. I walk in. Sonny is at the typewriter typing. It's going to be me and Sonny doing this morning
the two
show.
Of you.
That's it. And I walk in. I say, good morning, Sonny. And now the guys are going to react to this, but this was my greeting from Sonny Uberoth. He's at the typewriter. I say, good morning, Sonny. And Sonny's at the typewriter, and he goes,
and flips me off.
That's the kind of guy Sonny
while
was.
While keeping on typing.
Sonny knew every, it was the classic local market news guy. He went on to work at Mutual Network. He knew every cop ever. He knew my buddy Guido. He knew Marv Holt, who was a state trooper. And one day, I'm in the middle of doing a break, and I hear in the backyard, I hear, and I go outside, and they are shooting guns. Sonny's gun. Sonny would
awesome.
Like every third day. Sonny would go up on Route 50 outside of Annapolis, and he would get somebody into kind of a racing match because he knew that his buddies had the speed trap.
Yes.
Up over the hill on Route 50.
That's fantastic. How good.
And he bonded with these cops. When Sonny had his last day, he looked at me and he went, "For WYRE, I'm Sonny Uberoth."
Oh, wow.
And that's all the emotion that was there.
That was his farewell.
And it was as poignant and as wonderful a moment that I will remember forever. And this suck-fesh schmooze.
Well,
5 years.
Maybe what
there.
You didn't understand, you're not cognizant of the fact that the Today Show allowed Meredith to connect with America.
Funny, the Virginia Tech story when I talked about those kids, what I remember, and it really says something about the Today Show and why this is such an important show. They did a candlelight vigil. I've talked about this before, and these kids started coming up to me, and they said, you know, the terrible massacre there, and they said, can we please hug you? Because they watched the show every day, and they didn't have their mothers or their fathers next to them. And I realized in that moment, it's so humbling about the power of this show to really reach people. And it's such a blessing to have had that ability. I am so honored to have sat with all of you.
I'm not sure.
Most of you.
Would
no.
All kidding aside, I'm not sure they would have said that to everybody. I think it's you.
Yeah.
I think it's.
Remember,
you know, I don't know. I mean, I listen to that's that, and so I don't. Yeah, I mean, I
don't know.
Look, Meredith. I'm going to say, here's a compliment from Meredith for me.
And you know, I love her.
I don't think Meredith has a lot of BS in her. I really don't.
No, I
think
agree.
She believes her own press. She's got a lot of ego, like they all do. It's Ann Curry that's the phony. I can see that when you connect with people, you have it. When a president goes to a disaster area, and somebody wants to hug him, it's like crying out for Dada. You guys remember 9/11?
Absolutely.
You remember when the president we make so much fun of, when he came to New York, I felt, okay, daddy's here.
Right.
A part of me actually felt that way.
I agree with that, but I don't think that was the time and place to bring up the Virginia Tech disaster. That
I know.
Was my point.
I understand. No, believe me. I know you're right about the schmaltz.
Okay, and the last thing I will play you, there's Al Roker first, then comes Ann Curry.
Oh, okay.
But as everyone says goodbye.
Okay.
Al, I have never in my entire career worked with anybody.
I hate Al Roker.
More about a program and the people they work with than themselves, than you.
Nice audio,
you've
NBC.
Changed my life. You've changed all
they're horrible audio.
And we will always, always hold this spot in our hearts.
What?
You are the best. I love you.
Here's Annie.
He's got RJ in my second.
Because you know how much I love you. We all love you. I want to speak for just a second on behalf of the viewers who want to thank you if they could be here today. Thank you for getting up at 2:30 in the morning. 5 days a week on weekdays every morning to make us laugh and to remind us all the way to now to live.
Enough.
Okay.
Let me give you a stand. Quick, now I can't stand
a very short palate cleanser that we can end with, because you don't want to end on that.
No, I don't. I just want to
tell you, Mike, it might be a great time to head up to New York City.
And a letter written by Adolf Hitler was unveiled in New York. It contains what's believed to be the earliest written expression of his views on Jews and anti-Semitism. One rabbi calls it one of the most important documents in the entire history of the Third Reich.
That is your magic audio.
On an iPad. We're a sick group. We are a sick group. We'll be back with Buzz's News right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Whenever I see
time to get Buzz Burbank in here with the news. Lots going on in the world. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. This year, check out the Father's Day gift ideas at Amazon and help the show at the same time. I actually did this week. I did at least half of my Father's Day shopping at Amazon.com.
You do enough Father's Day shopping where there would be a half.
How many dads do you have?
Oh, I don't know. But I like to buy several gifts, especially if they're small things that I know he'll enjoy
for your dad, because you don't see your dad.
If exactly. I did half of my shopping, it would be the card and not the stamp.
Right.
I think that would be it.
And if I did half of my shopping, there would be some tools involved, excavation tools.
That was horrible.
That is horrible. What are you doing? I'd actually have to buy a snorkel.
Oh, you got to say sorry to Pa.
Because my dad is buried, his ashes are scattered on Frenchman's Bay up in Maine. I'm sorry, Daddy.
That was really morbid.
What are you doing?
You played the Hitler
things
crap.
Took an odd turn there, didn't they?
That's okay. Stop it.
A little awkward.
Weirdville.
So no matter where your dad is, no matter what you decide to get,
where is my scuba equipment?
You'll find it at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon.
You know, you could buy a mask on Amazon.
When you think of shopping for any occasion,
probably buy a tank.
MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon.
And Buzz went through that copy like a soldier.
Yes, he did.
That's what I do. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I know Oscar has been a nightly viewer of NBC Nightly News, and I have too. And I have, at least up until this point, thought that Brian Williams was maybe the best choice for television news. I think since Cabletown took over, and I think this is germane to the Today Show conversation that we just had, ever since Cabletown, as I like to call it, has taken over
Comcast.
NBC Universal. Exactly. I think the whole thing, including now the news division's headed in the toilet. If we can take some time to talk about that on an upcoming show, I don't know if that's fodder or not.
Do you know who I think is going to be great? Is Scott Pelley.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I saw him on Letterman.
And I may be ready to make that switch.
I totally disagree.
Really?
I think Scott Pelley is a roid.
Well, we'll find out. But last night, I'll just very quickly.
What's so great about him, I'm sorry, real quick, Buzz, is that he's never anchored before.
His underbite?
No, it's not that. It's that he's a reporter. He's not
you're
a face.
Right. You're right. He is a reporter.
And I think that he's going to bring something. I'm curious to see what.
Last night, with no explanation, Lester Holt sat in for Brian Williams. And when they, about 17, 18 minutes into the half-hour broadcast, they spent what seemed like five and a half minutes interviewing an NBC Universal executive on the re-upping of the Olympics at NBC.
Yeah.
They spent more time on that story than any other story in the newscast. The things going in the toilet.
I caught the same thing.
It's really bad.
Pure corporate shilling crap.
Before, what was amazing when GE owned them, it was they would do a GE story, and they would say, by the way, you should know that this company.
Right.
But it was like, boom, 2 minutes.
Right.
You're out.
Nothing organic about it.
Tonight, we're going to talk about toasters.
You know, I know I don't want, and maybe I'm defending myself here a little bit, but for example, we're on this Wait Not program.
Right.
The president of the company happens to live very close to the radio station.
Okay.
He swings by. We give the guy a call. I said, call me anytime. We call him. We need some more of these supplements that we take out of this diet. He rolls by. He comes in the studio, and I give him like an extra 5 minutes because I like the guy and I wanted to say thank you.
Right.
And you know another reason I did it? There was one suit that told me to.
Right.
I did it because I felt like it.
Yeah, this was a case where suits ordered this done.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Making it news.
Does the Wait Not guy look like Scott Pelley?
And Lester didn't feel comfortable.
No.
He's like, so how great is it that you got the Olympics again? Explain to us.
I like Lester Holt.
I think Lester Holt is a great news guy.
I would like to see. You know, I don't want to be sexist or anything, but I could do the Today Show with Matt Lauer and Lester Holt.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Sure.
And an occasional touch.
I even wonder if that's why Brian wasn't there last night.
An occasional what?
Touch. That's a good call.
The recession,
Hello, Lester. The recession
has taught American companies a valuable lesson that they can get along just fine with fewer employees if they don't mind being hated and despised, which apparently they don't. Consumer Reports says 2 out of 3 of us walked out of a store in the last year because of failed customer service.
Oh, amen, I've
done
brother.
It. I've done it.
2/3 of us have also hung up on during a customer support call, either because we were stuck on hold or we just weren't getting anywhere or we weren't getting the help we needed.
Mm-hmm.
The customer service people who do still have jobs are overworked, which may be why they're so rude to the customers. Employee rudeness is actually a bigger complaint than no customer service people at all. Companies continue to post record profits. Millions of Americans still don't have jobs, and now we have this.
Well, the last example, I remember it's a recent one. It was a department store here in Manassas, Virginia, Kohl's, that I went in. They had some good prices on some kitchen stuff. I was getting some stuff to make my own food.
Right.
And like, you know, a spatula and an apple corer, one of those things. Those tiny little
thing. Apple. Right.
And I stood there in the line. I went, no.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Blew it off and walked
out. Not worth
out.
The hassle.
I've done it,
I was watching a disinterested checkout lady take 9 minutes to process one dress that she was buying.
And you know,
just done
Kohl's
this story.
Is a good store.
Mm-hmm.
It is. They have everything, and their prices are fine, but
they're very
I've
good
never
prices.
Seen more ambivalent help.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do not care.
Right.
The only thing angrier than Americans is the environment in which we live. Part of the country's on fire, part of it's so hot it feels like it's on fire, and part of it has more cool, fire-quenching water than it knows what to do with. Nearly 400,000 acres of land is on fire in Arizona, forcing the evacuations of thousands of people from thousands of homes that may be destroyed. They can smell the smoke from that as far away as Iowa.
Jesus.
That's ironic because part of Iowa is now threatened by flooding from the Missouri River. Melted snow and big rains in May have forced government engineers to open a half dozen dams on the upper part of the Missouri River.
Language.
Flooding's expected to last for weeks, damn it, and sandbags are going up as far south as Kansas City.
Tommy Lang?
Yes?
Heat. I'm calling you out.
Tommy Lang sandbags.
That's right, Tommy Lang. I'm here to take care of business.
Heat emergencies continue today in the Midwest and now extend into the eastern U.S. Warnings of record-breaking temperatures are up today here in the D.C. area in a heat wave that stretches all the way from Virginia up through Vermont. It was 102 in Minneapolis yesterday and 101 in Wichita.
Wow.
A little early for that.
It seems like that might be, I don't know, climate change.
Thank you, Jimmy Cerrito.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
That's Jimmy's coming to my ride on Saturday.
Hey,
oh, cool.
We all
He's going to come to the ride for Fisher House. He's going to be there with friends.
We'll I hope he has there. A microphone.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I love you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
The break. Yeah. And he loves microphones.
Yeah.
The breakneck. The breakneck race for breaking news yesterday led several reputable news organizations to report the discovery of a mass grave of some 30 dismembered bodies in Texas.
So the story's a grabber, man. I remember hearing it, and I went nuts when I heard this.
As it turns out, there were no bodies. tip to police had come from a psychic who did seem to know things about the supposed crime scene that could have only been known by someone familiar with it.
I'm seeing James Arness without a head.
But details are as sketchy as the story itself. We do know now that an AWOL soldier recently slashed his wrist and bled on the front porch of the home in question in a failed suicide attempt. But that's the only part of the story that has any legitimacy.
Total crap. And the difference is now, this is we're a victim of our speed. Right. Where, and I'm not talking about the drug speed. I am talking about the fact that you get a story now, no credibility, nothing behind it, but people are so eager to get it out there. This thing really sizzles that it hits without any backing.
I hate a failed suicide attempt because think about it. If you are so at the end of your rope that you need to kill yourself and you don't even do that right, what a bad day.
It's terrible, Rob.
Finally, just off the coast of Sweden late last week, a sailor called emergency services to ask for help. He said the boat's tiller had broken and that his wife had fallen overboard and drowned. Authorities located the man and rushed to his aid, only to find that he had been drinking. And the drinking is why they say he may have been confused about his wife. As it turns out, she was home safe and sound the whole time. Oh, I'm Buzz Burbank, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, oh man, did he stay at a motel in Fredericksburg?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Great story, Mark Ryan.
Yeah,
great work.
The whole show today.
Hero.
Very cool.
Go home, make love to your wife. Say, hey, I was the whole show today, honey. Our show is brought to you by
the
DR Stump Grinder.
Over the cop.
Tomorrow, you better be prepared to speak Oscar Santana about your love life.
Absolutely. Our I'll show, give you a whole 2 minutes.
Our show.
Wow.
Our show is brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Is your lawn riddled with unsightly tree stumps? Well, get the DR Stump Grinders. They're affordable, perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. A gnarly old stump. That's what we call Buzz sometimes. The gnarly old stump.
My DJ name.
Well, it becomes a pile of wood chips at or below ground level thanks to our carbide tip grinding team. See it in action with our free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website.
That stump thing reminds me, do we have a guest tomorrow?
We do.
Yes, we do. Dennis Murphy tomorrow. And Saturday, don't forget my ride for Fisher House.
Yes.
8 o'clock in the morning. Fairfax, be there at Patriot. We hope to see you there. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, Apple.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, Apple.